Welcome to the Wild Expansion Podcast. This podcast is an invitation for you to dive deep into getting to know yourself a little bit more. This podcast will help you on your journey of feeling more calm, confident, and at ease. Learn tips and techniques to help you on your journey of wildly expanding into your most true self. So, if you're ready, I would like you to find somewhere comfortable to sit. And if you're walking or driving, you can do this also. So, sit quietly, close your eyes, or if you're at the wheel or walking, keep your eyes open and take a few full breaths. Bring to mind a current situation in which you feel stuck, one that makes you feel a difficult reaction, such as anger or fear, shame, or hopelessness. It may be a conflict with a family member, a chronic illness, a failure at work, the pain of an addiction, a conversation you regret. Take some moments to enter the experience, visualizing the scene or situation, remembering the words spoken, sensing the most distressing moments. R, recognize what is happening. As you reflect on the situation, ask yourself, what is happening inside me right now? What sensations are you most aware of? What emotions? Is your mind filled with churning thoughts? Take a moment to become aware of whatever is predominant or the overall emotional tone of the situation. A, allow life to be just as it is. Send a message to your heart to let be this entire experience. Find yourself the willingness to pause and accept that in these moments, what is, is. You can experiment by mentally whispering words like, yes, I consent, or let this be. You might find yourself saying yes to a huge inner no, to a body and mind painfully contracted in resistance. You might say yes to the part of you that is saying, I hate this. That's a natural part of the process. At this point in rain, you are simply noticing what is true and intending not to judge, push away, or control anything you find. I investigate with a gentle, curious attention. bring an interested and kind attention to your experience. What is the worst part of this? What most wants my attention? What is the most difficult, painful thing I am believing? What emotions does this bring up? Maybe fear, anger, grief. Where are my feelings about this strongest in my body? When I assume the facial expression and body posture that best reflect these feelings and emotions, what do I notice? How does this part want me to be with it? What does this part most need from me or from some larger source of love and wisdom? N. Nurture with loving presence. As you sense what is needed, what is your natural response? Calling on the most wise and compassionate part of your being, you might offer yourself a loving message or send tender embrace inward. You might gently place your hand on your heart. You might visualize a young part of you surrounded in soft, luminous light. You might imagine someone you trust, a parent or pet, a teacher or spiritual figure, holding you with love. Maybe you want to give yourself a hug. Discover what best allows you to feel nurturing. What best allows you, this part of you that is the most vulnerable, to feel loved, seen, and safe. Spend as much time as you need, offering care inwardly and letting it be received.